Welcome to Reaching Out to the Community. I'm Derek Bullard. Today we address a rather unusual situation in Sherbrooke. A tegu lizard named Enzo has gone missing near St. Boniface Park. The owner, Julie Blanchard, has posted a statement on Facebook expressing gratitude for all the media coverage and for everyone that is looking for Enzo. However, she has stated that she will not give any interviews but will keep people updated via social media. We reached out to Alexis Savoie, spokesperson for the SPA de l'Estrie, for more information. Here's what Alexis had to say about the situation so far.
Yeah, well, we received a call yesterday morning about a lizard that went astray. His name is Enzo, and he's a tegu, which is a species of lizard. It went missing yesterday morning, and since then, we've been looking around to see if we can locate him, but to no afar as of right now.
In this unique circumstance, given the elusive nature of lizards, the SPA de l'Estrie is seeking assistance from the community.
Yeah, it's kind of a tough situation because it's difficult to know where he is at the moment since he's been missing since yesterday. We don't really know if he's moved since then. And considering that these animals are experts at camouflage, it's quite difficult to locate him. So we are asking the help of the population. If they see Enzo, we recommend to call us so we can send a patrol team on site to find him and to capture him.
Mr. Savoie from the Animal Protection Society gives us a little background on how Enzo escaped last Tuesday.
We got in touch with the proprietor of the animal. Basically, she was walking him in the street, and we don't know for what reason exactly, but she lost control, and since then Enzo's been missing. So we've been looking for him ever since.
The search is currently concentrated around the St. Boniface Park in Sherbrooke, and our guest hints at the possibility of Enzo seeking out nearby water sources.
It's near the St. Boniface Park in Sherbrooke. That's where the last time he was seen at, but we don't know if he's moved since then, so it's kind of difficult to know where his whereabouts at the moment. It's a possibility that he went in the water. There's the St. François River, which is nearby where he was last seen, so it's definitely a possibility that he went in the waters, which would expand the research perimeter even more.
Mr. Savoie informs us that the population of Sherbrooke has yet to report any sightings of the lizard.
We haven't had any calls yesterday, so we can't act because we don't know where he is at the moment. So no, there's been no calls since yesterday.
Even though Enzo is quite sizable at almost 4 feet long, our guest assures us that the SPA's team is trained and prepared for handling animals of all sizes.
So Enzo is about 3.5 feet long, which is quite big, honestly. But yeah, our team is trained and prepared for pretty much anything when it comes to handling animals. And obviously, the majority of animals we handle on a day-to-day basis are obviously cats and dogs, but our patrol team is ready for any given situation, including exotic pets like Enzo is.
Obviously, one concern is, could Enzo be potentially dangerous?
They're not dangerous at all. They're not aggressive towards humans or domestic pets, so there are no worries there. They mainly eat insects, grass, and rodents. But just to avoid any accident that may possibly happen, it's still, an animal with animal instincts. So if he feels cornered, we don't really know how he could react. But just to avoid any accident, we recommend people that would see Enzo to call us if they come across him.
So it wouldn't be a good idea to handle the lizard or try to capture it?
Well, it's not a good idea. We can't say for sure how he would react because we don't know his behavior. Theoretically, they're not dangerous or aggressive towards us or pets.
Given Enzo's disappearance and the urban setting, there's a question about the potential dangers he might face. However, according to our guests, it's known that lizards like Enzo can survive for extended periods without food or water. Still, there's urgency to find him before winter sets in, as survival through the cold months could be extremely challenging.
It's not really dangerous for him if he goes missing for a long period of time, because lizards are, like, self-sufficient. They can go weeks without eating or drinking. But given that he's outside in Sherbrooke, he has, a body of water at proximity. He has plenty of insects or grass to feed upon, so he's not really in a tumultuous situation at the moment. But the owner of Enzo mentioned that she would like to find him before the end of fall, because probabilities that he would survive winter are basically non-existent.
Any predators in our area that could be dangerous to him, or?
Not really. We don't really have predators that would eat reptiles that much. Not one of his size anyway in the area.
Well, there you have it. Thank you to our guest, Alexis Savoie, spokesperson for the local Animal Protection Society, or the SPA de l'Estrie. If you spot Enzo, please contact the SPA de l'Estrie or the local authorities. I'm Derek Bullard, and this has been Reaching Out to the Community. Keep it tuned right here, CJMQ 88.9 FM.